As the positive tests for COVID-19 increase in Arkansas, and especially in Northwest Arkansas, cities are taking different steps toward keeping residents safe. The Fayetteville City Council passed an ordinance Tuesday night that requires residents and visitors to wear masks in most public spaces. Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse also released a statement yesterday, writing the city will continue to encourage following social distancing and mask-wearing guidelines. But the mayor writes he does not plan to pass an ordinance mandating masks because he doesn't believe it's within the city's authority. And yesterday in Rogers, Mayor Greg Hines announced the rollout of a new public health campaign called Keep Rogers Safe.
As we open and as we phase open and as we come back together as a community, how do we do that safely? How do we do that in a way that does not cause the cases of COVID to spread more rapidly? Which, as we know, when they spread rapidly, they make it into the populations of our most vulnerable in society, which ultimately result in death in many cases.
Business owners can opt in to the Keep Rogers Safe campaign by filling out an online application that acts as a kind of pledge to follow public health guidelines at their establishments. Those businesses will then be able to advertise that they are part of the citywide campaign, so residents and visitors can know that their health is important to those business owners.
This is designed to be an opt-in, good actor program that really just allows businesses to acknowledge that they are following both the public health directives, which they're mandated to do under their business licenses with the state, but it also shows their indication to adopt and to follow public health guidelines, which are not, as we know, mandated, i.e. the wearing of face masks in public places such as retail shops, grocery stores, gas stations, and those sorts of places where it's not a directive currently.
Mayor Hines says this is something that's within the power of local government, which he doesn't believe has the authority to pass regulations that would require businesses to take certain measures. The mayor also adds that following public health guidelines is not a political issue. It's just a matter of respecting others.
And I will tell you that as of today, I mean, just today in Rogers, we've run two COVID-19 related cardiac calls that did not end well. And so in these individuals were not in long-term care facilities. They were not currently in hospital. They were you know, positive COVID patients. And so, and this is becoming a new norm. This is not an outlier.
Mayor Hines says the public health guidelines that are being encouraged should also become the new norm because the coronavirus outbreak is not going away anytime soon.
We have to take this seriously, and we have to make it widespread because we know that the science shows if both of us wear a mask and try to stay socially distanced, but even if we can't, the percentage almost goes down into the single digits as to whether or not we pass this on along if we're asymptomatic and shedding the virus. So I'm passionate about this.
Businesses can find the Keep Rogers Safe application on the City of Rogers website.